Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots have already faced the Bucs once in the preseason, but that has little bearing on how they're preparing for them in this Week 3 matchup. Inside the locker room on Wednesday, we heard from several players, including Devin McCourty and Logan Mankins, on what it will take to stop the Bucs on Sunday. Hear what they had to say about that and much more in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
Being able to practice with them and go through all of that definitely gets you familiar with some of the guys they have on that team. But, you know, that was preseason. Now we're in the regular season. Everything's a little different. They're running more things than they've ran back then. And, you know, obviously some guys that were there aren't there and vice versa. So, you know, we just got to be ready for everything that they have.
Anytime you have a couple days extra to prepare and try to get better and go out there and watch film and prepare and try to take things from the classroom and have that extra day to execute them on the field. And like I said, just try to get better every day.
It's really tough for him, especially, you know, a secondary standpoint. He's not a big guy, so he kind of can stay behind blocks and then he shoots out of there. So for us, the biggest thing is getting a lot of guys around him and then bringing them down.
He run routes like a smaller guy, and then he run them deep balls like a 6'4 guy. So, I mean, he kind of got the best of both worlds at wideout. So, man, real hard to defend.
He does have a little bit of that versatility, too. I know they have him in the slot. They have
Exactly.
Is that rare for guys?
Yeah, because he bring that quickness to the table so he can get in the slot and still get open and stuff. So he definitely brings both sides to the table.
Yeah, it's hugely important. We'd like to get things going, especially execution-wise. We'd like to be able to execute the whole game, just put a lot of good drives together. We've had good drives against Buffalo. I think we had one good drive last week, so it'd be nice to have a full game where we played good the whole time.
Man, all the time we stay talking about what we're doing out on the field, you know, correction-wise, you know, what they feel like we should do. You know, we just have to give each other advice every day.
Does it help having two other guys who are really in the same situation?
Definitely, because we're all going through the same thing, so I just feel like we're just helping each other out and improving on the way.
It's a huge one, if, you know, whatever the circumstances are. But it's the nature of the game, and you know, we love them to death, but you gotta keep on moving and you gotta worry about your own assignment and go from there.
Putting the injury aside, how important is he to what you do specifically in the punt return game and the success you've had?
You know, everyone's important on that unit. You know, everyone has their job, and I have mine, and ultimately I gotta focus on what I have to do, so I can contribute to the unit, and the other guys gotta do what they have to do.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.